it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire.
It's Greg Morgan here on a Monday morning, June 23rd, last week of school. And in my circle of friends, I know a lot of them are talking about taking next Monday off because Tuesday is Stat Canada Day and making it an extra long weekend. And a lot of my friends with kids tend to make it vacation week after school wraps up on Friday here. And, you know, maybe do some camping or head out to the lake. A lot of people I know are exploring the mountains, planning on maybe going, you know, into Alberta. Waterton is a great place. I've been there myself. A few of my friends are doing that. It's vacation planning time, right? Probably got it all in place. Not as many going stateside, that's for sure, as years past. Dollar doesn't help, but still a lot of people annoyed with the whole 51st state thing. But that's okay. Shop local and keep it here in Canada. It's fine with me. A while back, Tourism Regina and the City of Regina announced a collaboration for all our visitors to the Queen City. By coming up together with some city merchandise, and it's available now, and it includes a signature candle, allowing visitors to take home the smell, if you will, of Regina. Now, the fragrance, courtesy of Sarah Lindsay of Ruby Reed Fine Fragrance, and Sarah joins me now. Thanks for being here, Sarah. Well, let's start with the idea itself. Was it yours, or did tourism approach you for the idea?
Oh, it must have been, two months ago, the Tourism Regina approached me and asked if I'd be interested in collaborating with them to create a signature scent for the city in a candle and a diffuser oil.
So when the city calls you up, Sarah, and says, hey, we want you to do this candle, do you ask them, well, what does Regina smell like?
Yeah, that was a bit of that was a question for sure.
Do you have a group chat of like, okay, let's let's talk about this?
Well, actually, we made a little an appointment. She came to my studio. I presented her with a few different blends, and we together went through what we thought would sort of smell that everyone would like, or as many people as possible. We didn't want to make it too fruity, too spicy, too whatever, and that it would appeal to the most number of people.
Whoa. Fruity, spicy. That's not what I'm thinking here. Like, I thought maybe you had the smell as you passed the refinery. Could you recapture that?
No, we passed on that idea.
Okay. I got another one here. You know how in the spring the ice is melting on Wascana Lake and the LJ Bloom is rotting and it's coming to the surface and you hold your nose over the Albert Street Bridge? Now that's a smell that says to me we're in Regina.
Okay, well maybe this candle is meant to cover up those.
To get a scent of Regina that smells better. I see what you're doing here. No, but seriously, when you think of the scents, what's going into this scent of Regina then?
Well, what we ended up with was the top four most prevalent scents: cedar, vanilla, lavender, and sage.
Well, that's a pretty cool opportunity for you. So what's it retail for?
Oh, it was amazing. The candle is a 12-ounce candle, so it's a pretty big candle, and it retails for $54.
Yeah.
And the diffuser oil is a 30 mil, and it retails for $42.
What's the reaction been like? It's just gone on sale, but what's the reaction been like?
So far, great. Yeah, we've just had a really positive response so far, and I just hope it keeps going that way.
Ruby Reed Fine Fragrance is on 13th Avenue, 3026 13th Avenue, and Sarah Lindsay's my guest. You can buy this at your shop on 13th Avenue, and will it be available anywhere else?
Actually, the City Lights candle is available at City Hall and at the airport. My other scents that I make are in my studio.
What is it officially called?
City Lights.
By Sarah Lindsay of Ruby Reed Fine Fragrance. You want to smell Regina, you put your nose in this candle.
Yes, well, we're just hoping it kind of creates a memory of the charm of the city.
And I hope that it accomplishes that, because that's a nice keepsake for anyone who visits us. Any other cities reach out yet to say, hey, create a candle for us, or do you hope that happens?
Yeah, no, not yet. Not yet.
Well, maybe Moose Jaw. Maybe Moose Jaw's
maybe.
Next. What does Moose Jaw smell like to you?
Here. Are we going to go there?
Moose droppings, of course. That giant moose. You gotta incorporate the moose. All right. Well, I hope Moose Jaw Mayor is calling you soon and says, come on, let's get a tourist candle going. Hey, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for being a great sport. And
thank you.
I hope it's a huge success and you sell a lot of candles. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for your support of local business.
All right, I got back last week from a couple of weeks off on vacation, and this week, my buddy Kevin Martell is away. I know Evan Bray's off just today, and Brent Lux will be filling in. We'll talk to Brent about 7:20, and look who's filling in here for Kevin Martell, Andrew Shepherd, who probably has some vacation plans this summer. What's your story?
Yeah, I'm going to take a week off in mid-July, going to see some family in Ontario. My aunt's getting married there, so and then we're going to spend some time at the beach, just hanging out.
Yeah.
It'll be my I'm excited to be there, not the trip there, taking my 19-month-old daughter on a plane for the second time. She doesn't sit still for about 12 seconds straight, so we got 3 hours on a flight to try to wrangle her in her seat.
And busy teething right now. Let's get the flight number for everyone to be aware.
If you're flying out on Saturday, July 19th to Toronto, I'm sorry. Bring your noise-canceling your headphones.
Okay, good idea. All right, Shep, let's have a look here. This U.S. attack on Iran, it's the lead headline here this morning. How it was carried out is pretty masterful, too.
Yeah, they called it Operation Midnight Hammer. You got to love the names. They always come up for these things. They struck three key nuclear facilities in Iran. It's a fleet. The whole fleet is 125 aircraft, and that includes the B-2 stealth bombers. Those are those real, like, they almost kind of look like if a Batmobile could fly. They're real flat, long, really wide wingspan that they can just fly forever. They refill in midair. So it was 18 hours from the U.S. all the way to Iran, refilling midair. And then they dropped bunker buster bombs for the first time. The U.S. is the only one that has them. And this is the first time used in combat. They go down because of the nuclear facilities are deep underground. They kind of drill down into the bunkers as the goal and then explode.
Yeah. And of course, it could take days yet to know exactly how effective it was. But President Trump calling it very effective.
Yeah, he's calling it very effective, and that any retaliation will be met by greater force. The question now is, how will Iran respond? Kind of at a tough decision. Do you respond and attack the U.S., triggering a new war with the U.S. or something worse, or if you don't, then you look weak. So, there's concern. The U.S. is even seems like they've been prepared for their bases, their military bases in the Middle East, or their embassies to get hit. The Iran also can control the Strait of Hormuz, which, a third or 20% of the world's oil moves through. So there's concern, well, maybe they might retaliate there, drive up oil prices. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Okay. Well, let's have a look at the rainfall amounts here. It was a pretty wet weekend, and I encourage anyone with a rain gauge, shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. On your farm or backyard, how much rain did you get? What are some of the amounts Environment Canada's telling us?
Yeah, we called Environment Canada this morning. Lucky Lake got the most rain over the weekend. Environment Canada says 72 millimeters, or about 3 inches there. Rosetown Outlook, a little less, about 2 inches, 57 millimeters. Regina, they're telling us we got about half an inch. But, I mean, it's probably about that. I don't know. It's a pretty rainy weekend. It wasn't steady rain all weekend, but there were some heavy times, right?
So. Yeah. It did, pour at times very hard, but well, I'll take any text, 1-877-300-7275 if you want to weigh in. Last week of school, Shep, do you remember how excited you were the last week of school?
Every day I left school, I played some Alice Cooper. Every time. It was like I was like, yeah, play some Alice Cooper. Summer begins.
Well, I actually, having a couple of kids, I know of a few elementary schools, I kid you not, that my oldest went to, where they would play on the loudspeaker Alice Cooper, School's Out, as the kids come running on the last day. It was a pretty cool moment. But yes, this is it. Finals are pretty much done for high school students. And now it's just, the biggest lax week of school. Some trips maybe to the Sev, maybe go swimming if the weather is improving. Yeah, it is in the coming days here. So that's great. Andrew Shepherd from the 980 CJME Newsroom. It's 6:57. You're a fine girl. You're a fine girl. What a good wife. you're a parent, you got really young kids. It's probably a little easier getting themselves out of the sack this morning, knowing this is the last week. You can use that as bait, right? This is it, the last week of school. Come on, let's do this. And certainly, I always found when I was a kid, it was a lot easier that last week of school. And having raised a couple of girls, I know that, you know, there are our trips to the 7-Eleven, maybe go swimming, go to the nearest park. It's a little lax in the last week. And just as much as we and the kids are looking forward to it, I know teachers are too. It's going to be a welcome break, but there have been plenty of graduation ceremonies the last few weeks, and diplomas are going to be handed out this week, I'm sure, in school. Graduation prep and planning, it has evolved over the years in a big way, including pressure to not be wearing the same thing as your friends, planning for pictures. One mom, Brandy from Martinsville, we spoke to, shared with me recently how her daughter's plans went leading up to the big prom. First, the big dress, right?
Oh, yes. We've had our dress since September because, you know, they always say if you want to get your dress, you have to order it in. There might be issues, but she got lucky and found one off of last year's style off the rack that fit her like a glove, and it was just meant for her.
That's nice. And for added security, students, they share their dress purchases right on social media these days.
Yeah, all the girls have an Instagram page, and as soon as you get your dress, you upload your dress and your style number to this Instagram page, and then nobody else will buy that dress. Even like the shop that she bought from in Saskatoon, they take her name and her school and they write down the dress style and don't let anybody else from her school buy that dress, not even in the same color.
And don't forget the hair, the family pictures, the makeup. So how much does this all end up costing when it's all said and done?
Oh my gosh, you don't even want to know. Like, it's crazy how expensive it is these days. Her dress, we got lucky, like I said, is last season. So her dress was about $650, so that wasn't horrible. But her best friend spent $1,200 on her grad dress. So wow, they can get up there. And then the hair trial is about $100. Makeup, we're going to do ourselves because she dances, so she knows how to do like her stage makeup and stuff. Right. And then photos, you can spend up to like $400 for photos. Oh, you've got your grad dinner. I just spent $500 for 7 people to go and eat dinner and watch her dance around and do her grand march. You've got your grad photos, like your high school photos. Those were like about $300 for the smallest package. Like anybody who's budgeting for grad next year, you're looking at like $1,000, $2,000 for all of your things.
Wow.
It's crazy. I'm spending almost as much as I did for my wedding.
I'm sure it's all worth it though, right?
It only happens once, so she's going to feel and look like a princess, and it'll be great.
Well, I appreciate you sharing a little insight of what it's like preparing for graduation, Brandy from Martinsville. Whew, how about you? Are you glad the school year is almost over, and are you planning your summer vacation now? I know a lot of my friends are taking Monday off and making this upcoming weekend an extra long weekend, Canada Day next Tuesday. So a stat, dang it, why couldn't it fall on a Monday? And then you wouldn't have to take that extra day. But many are, as we used to go camping almost immediately as soon as school ended, the first weekend after it was over, and head on out to Cypress Hill. Not doing it this time. Going to go to Cypress a little later on in the summer, but it's vacation time and there's a lot of excitement. And kids not to the little ones paying as much attention as they normally do in school zones. So be aware, it's a pretty exciting time this last week of school. I just want to point out in Moose Jaw today, if you look up this afternoon between 1 and 4, this is going to be quite the unusual sight. I think I saw this on Saturday morning. We had flag football near the airport there at the rugby field area, and looked up and saw this chopper. It was probably one that the Royal Canadian Air Force are using to conduct trials and formations. They call it flying tactical formations with mounted machine guns. No live ammo, of course. It's a training exercise that they're going to be doing, the Royal Canadian Air Force in Moose Jaw. Frank, my producer, was just telling me how he recalls the last week of school, being so disappointed when the report card came, thinking that he was going to be doing so much better than it showed. I didn't have those expectations. I was not an A student by no means, Frank. How about Brent Lokes filling in for Evan Brady? Do you remember those days, Brent?
Oh, man, do I remember those days. Greg, hey, thanks a lot for having me on here this morning. Yeah, I can recall, you know, I was one of those lucky kids that from grade 1 to grade 12, I really coasted. If there would have been a grade 13, I would have been in big trouble because I just barely got through grade 12. And I'll tell you, those are happy days, though, that wonderful energy you had walking out of the school for the very last time as you wrapped up your education. It was a heady time.
Yeah, it was, and still is. I get excited even for my, I still have one who's in school now, and she's just so excited that, it's almost over. I kind of feel that excitement for her, too. So how about those Riders? Did they give you a heart attack on Friday night or what, buddy?
That's the kind of game you want. You know, I don't care. I know there's people out there criticizing the game, saying, too many penalties. It was sloppy. It was hot garbage, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. That was the kind of ending. And, you know, I'm a Rider fan, but my wife is super Rider fan. And it was just incredible to see her jumping and screaming and hooting and hollering when Mario Alfred. And it was funny hearing Suter and the play-by-play guy saying, okay, they're kicking off. Just don't kick it to Mario Alfred.
Yeah.
99 yards later, we got the win. Man, that was something.
Oh, it was a great finish. And, of course, BC Lions are next up here in town, and that'll be a fun one here, too. But how soaked did you get on the weekend? You're in Saskatoon studios here. We got, you know, pretty steady rain off and on, but it was kind of intermittent. How about you guys?
Yeah, I think Saskatoon, looked to me from people I talked to, was about an inch. We were up at our daughter's place just south of Prince Albert, and they got rain, but nowhere near the amounts that areas, certainly Saskatoon, but more areas west and southwest of us. And my gosh, some of the downpours that people reported, 3 to 5 inches, I'm hearing, different areas on the west side of the province. So much needed precipitation in some areas, but other people saying we could still use more rain.
Yeah, I can always use more rain. And I know the wild weather last week showed a lot of tornadoes, and that's part of what you're going to be starting off here on your show this morning for Evan Bray at 8:30. What's going on?
Yeah, we got a real mix coming up just after 8:30. We're going to be speaking to a former Canadian ambassador to Israel, John Allen, and some thoughts from him as to what may come next following the U.S. Attack in Iran on the weekend. We've got storm chaser Ricky Forbes is going to join us. You know, I've always been curious about these storm chasers. How do you make that decision in your life? Whatever it is you've done in your life, I'm going to become a storm chaser. Like, do these guys make a living doing this?
Well, some must.
To be a storm chaser?
Yeah, I would not do it. I can't believe how many American storm chasers came across the border last week to chase our storms. Like, you know, what do you tell the customs guy? I'm not visiting. I'm just here to chase a tornado. It's crazy, isn't it?
It really is. Also, Jim Benz is going to be checking in. I just anecdotally heard from people over the past few months in Regina and Saskatoon about hotels being totally sold out some weekends. And that had me thinking, I'll bet Jim Benz can give us some insight as to what's going on in the hotel and restaurant industry. Always a good guy to talk to see if we are indeed seeing an improvement in the number of people that are booking hotels.
I know some people in the industry, and this past weekend we were jammed. We had the big FC soccer tournament on over at the Cooperator Center a few weekends ago. We had that big career fair that jammed every hotel. And I think the hospitality industry has got to be off to a good start. I hope it continues. And staycations. A lot of people are just sticking around and making their own vacation in the backyard this year.
You know, we went down to Maple Creek a few weeks ago, and then my wife and I decided we'd go up to the Cypress Hills, and we spent 4 nights there. Man, I'll tell you, if you haven't been down to that southwest corner of our province, and it's just one of many kind of hidden gems all around Saskatchewan, you get off your butt and you get out of your routine and do some exploring. And I think a lot more people are going to be doing that, as you say, with, you know, the cost of travel, the cost of doing anything these days. So you still want to have that holiday time, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later.
Oh, wait a minute, Brent. I got to ask, do you still tent it? I tent. How about you?
No way, man. My tenting days are long gone. No. If I'm going to have a sore back in the morning, it's going to be from a lumpy mattress in the hotel room. Not from sleeping on the ground.
One day only this week, I believe, right? Or are you here Friday, too? I think Evan's
I'm
off.
I'm here Friday, okay. Too. You bet.
2 days this week. Brent Lokes for Evan Bray back at 8:30. Thanks, Brent.